Elie Wiesel, Nazi death camp survivor, author of the Holocaust memoir Night, and 1986 Nobel Peace Prize winner, has been speaking out in defense of Israel's military action in the West Bank. He takes part in a forum on bioterrorism this evening in New York City and joins us from our New York bureau. Mr. Wiesel, you are celebrated as an activist for peace. Is your message today that there still has to be more war?
Not at all. There has to be war against war. And I think what President Bush and Prime Minister Sharon are doing, they are trying to wipe out terrorism. I hope they do it soon, because this is the threat weighing on this century, on the new century.
There is a war against terrorism. There's also a war between Israel and the Palestinians. The war against Nazi Germany was probably the closest that most of us could imagine qualifying as one against a true evil. Do you see the struggle between the Israelis and the Palestinians in those terms of good versus evil, or is it something more gray than black and white in your view?
I imagine that for the Israelis it is good against evil, because all Israel is behind Sharon. For somebody who lives in America and is not an Israeli, I would say that I would be more careful, because I try to be respectful of words. It is a war which is inevitable. As long as the suicide killers go on killing children, then I don't think Israel has any other choice but fighting back and trying to avoid that. I saw, for instance, now I saw yesterday in the New York Times the picture of the last massacre in Adora in the West Bank. A five-year-old girl was hiding under her bed, and the assassins came and killed her. It wasn't a stray bullet. Mm. It was murder. So how can Israel not try to stop it? It must be stopped.
What to you is the difference? Because I can imagine someone asking, what is the difference between the purposeful murder of the five-year-old and, say, the killing of the five-year-old in the car next to the target of the person that the Israeli soldier is firing at and just happens to miss and kill a small child in the process?
I am convinced that no Israeli soldier would ever intentionally target a five-year-old child.
I'm not suggesting that he would, but the child still dies. The child still dies.
For the child, yes, but it's not. I would not say that we can blame Israel the same way as I blame these assassins who come and see the child, and kill the child.
Very often, Americans will speak of the conflict as a cycle of violence, one in which each party, the Israelis and the Palestinians, each is part victim and part victimizer. Do you see it that way?
Yeah, the cycle exists, it's true, because it's usually a terrorist attack, a suicide killing, and then the inevitable response of the Israelis. That is the cycle, but it must stop. And the only way to stop it, I believe, really, would be to call a kind of conclave of spiritual leaders in Islam, and they should come out and almost issue a fatwa saying, whatever you do, this you cannot do.
What do you say to the Palestinian who says, if we had tanks, if we had rocket-propelled grenades, then we wouldn't strap bombs to our bodies and go in and try to kill people through suicide bombings? That's the only weapon we have. It's a war, and that's our only weapon.
That's not what they do. They put suicide belts on the children, on their children. They don't do it themselves. Why not give nonviolence a chance?
Where should this be heading? The aim of the United States and of Europe in the Middle East, the stated aim, is for there to be two states, Israel and Palestine, living securely side by side. Is that your idea of peace?
Yeah.
And does it assume that Israel would still maintain settlements throughout the state of Palestine?
I think this is what should be, and this is what should be soon, to have two states, not Palestine instead of Israel, as some of the Palestinians want, but Palestine and Israel. As for the settlements, that should be a matter for the negotiations. Sharon said again and again and again, he's ready to make painful sacrifices.
But painful sacrifices, I'd like you're not speaking for the Israeli government now.
No, surely not.
To be more explicit about that, can you, as a spokesman identified with both with Judaism and with the experience of the Holocaust, say, in your view, peace is going to mean uprooting some settlements and letting the Palestinians have more of that land?
I think that some settlements, I'm sure, they will be moved away from where they are. When Sharon says pain for sacrifices, this is what he means.
Let's say that we got the kind of appeal from religious leaders that you would like to hear. Can you imagine Israel and the Palestinians getting back on a path toward peace soon with the same aims as the Oslo process, or is that now decades in the future in your view?
If Israel could make peace with Germany, don't you think that Israel will make peace with the Palestinians when the time comes?
Mr. Wiesel, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Mr. Siegel. Thank you.
Elie Wiesel, speaking with us from New York City.